Just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
At 2, I'm Amber Stark. Good afternoon. Farmers may need a licence for tethering their animals in future. The Commerce and Employment Department is looking at tightening up regulations concerning that particular area of animal welfare. The state's vet, David Chamberlain, says no animals are harmed by the practice in Guernsey, but it's better to be safe than sorry.
Since I've taken the post of state's veterinary officer, I've had regular meetings with animal welfare organisations looking to get some sort of regulation or ban on tethering before the blizzards. The blizzards didn't help the situation for many animals.
There's more information at gov.gg and you can have your say too. Britain has withdrawn all its embassy staff from Yemen because of increased security concerns. It's claimed intercepted communications between senior al-Qaeda terrorists suggest an attack's being planned on a similar scale to 9/11. A number of US embassies across the Middle East and North Africa were also closed at the weekend. A car has been found on fire in a suspected arson attack. The silver vehicle was found alight on Bruce Lane in St. Peterport at around 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. Policing are treating the fire as suspicious and would like to speak to anyone who knows anything about it. Alderney's Connaught Old People's Home needs a new management board. States member Robert McDowell was refused a place on the board but says he can help turn its fortunes around. It is currently underoccupied and losing money.
The waste of taxpayers' money. Unless we can address the financial problem with radical financial surgery, and candidly, that needs a new board which is innovative and more open to new ideas.
There's a warning millions of motorists are putting lives at risk by not having regular eye tests. Research suggests checks could cut the number of casualties by almost 3,000 nationally. But road safety charity Brake says around a quarter of drivers admitted they haven't seen an optician in the last 2 years. And finally, work to refurbish the roof at Liu House has finished. More than £60,000 was raised by Islanders through quiz nights, donations and a sponsored Three Peaks challenge to fund the work by Guernsey Roofing. The old tiles and insulation on the house were replaced in just over 2 weeks. Richard Curtis says this was very much a joint effort by the community.
Whilst the roofers were actually here, people helped out by cooking meals. We only had to ask the question and people bent over backwards to help us. We're eternally grateful, and because of that generosity, it enables us to carry on with our ethos of keeping our prices as low as possible.
And that's the latest. For more news, sport and showbiz, log on to islandfm.com.
Island FM weather.